USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Aftershocks continue after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake in Southern California's Ventura County. This unidentified man says it jolted him awake.
I was sleeping and then it woke me up. I was sleeping in bed, shook, and then the whole house shook.
The initial earthquake hit at 2:45 yesterday afternoon and was centered 4 miles southeast of Ojai, California. That's northeast of Santa Barbara. As of 3 a.m., there have been at least 17 aftershocks in all. There are no reports of major damage. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, who's already in Southern California monitoring Tropical Storm Hillary, is now planning to visit Ojai.
The original app showed it was a 6.0 on the app, and it obviously went down to 5.1, so that's why I think it's important to get up there and to make sure everybody's safe and make sure these aftershocks, which also can shock the conscience, people just feeling that stress and anxiety, make sure people are okay.
USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Federal officials say there are many reasons why so many people are unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire on the island of Maui.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
It could be that they are staying with family and friends and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than 3/4 of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
One Republican senator believes presidential candidate Donald Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Americans won't vote for a candidate who's been convicted.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Cassidy acknowledged that he isn't an attorney and couldn't speak on all of the charges against Trump. He did, however, call the charges related to mishandling classified documents a slam dunk. I'm Trey Thomas.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this